and that conduit won't sit the floor far.
I see. Well, you know, those big pieces of wood that you burned in the fireplace, what did people call that?
Backlog.
I see.
I used to cut wood. Yeah, I cut wood for 15 years, pretty steady. Mm-hmm. And I sold them backlogs, chimney backlogs, for people in Houston. Yeah, we sold them whatever length, all the way from that long to monument like hardwood.
Right.
And the bigger the log, the better it stand goes till it got up about that big around. I also saw lots of them for people right here in town go in them chimneys too, that fireplace. They always wanted them big logs. And some of them had 3 foot, some 2.5, some 2. Some one man had a 3.5 foot chimney in this town.
Hmm.
I saw lots of that wood for them people. I used to cut wood all the time.
What kind of wood was best for those back logs?
Big old post oak tree.
Well, what kind of trees do you have growing around here, mostly?
On the upland, it's mostly post oak. Post oak, some blackjack, sandjack. All post oak and sandjack is practically the same.
I see.
And then the bottom was elm, pinoak, nag, stuff like that. That wasn't such good wood for heating, but people burn it just the same.
Yes.
Wasn't so good.
Do you have this big tree that's got the... picked up a radio. Do you have this tree that's got these big shiny green leaves and it's got these white flowers all the way through it?
How's that now? I can't hear good.
Do you have this tree that's got these big shiny green leaves and these white flowers all the way through it?
I don't remember a tree of that kind here now. We have the old cottonwood trees, they have kind of green leaves, they have white spots on them. But I don't know a tree that had leaves and flowers both. Right now, I can't think of any, no big flower.
Do you have magnolias in this area?
Yeah, we have some magnolia trees here. And I had the cottonwood, I had the... can't think of that name now. It's a great shade tree. It's a type of cottonwood, but it ain't cottonwood.
Mm-hmm.
Mine here like a magnolia, though. We ain't got too much magnolia in this county, but I've seen lots of it in East Texas. Oh, sure now. Sycamore tree.
Oh, I see.
That's that big shade tree you're
right.
Talking about.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, talking about the fireplace, you know those things that you laid the wood across inside the fireplace?
You mean the old fire dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen a mean one of them. We had them at home all the time.
What were those things made out of usually?
Cast iron. It had to be made out of some kind of iron.
Have you ever heard people using just bricks for that?
Yeah, I've seen it done where they didn't have the dog iron. They laid 2 bricks down there and hold that stuff up. Well, you rake the ashes out on it.
Rake what?
Rake the ashes out.
Oh, yeah.
It leavens from that wood, the ash.
Well, you know, after you burned a lot of wood in your fireplace, did you get this black stuff form on the sides of the fireplace?
Yeah, you form that old soot on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you have to clean that out every so often?
You better do it. Then it catch fire and burn out, and you think the place is going to burn up. And light wood if it's holding a chimney somewhere.
Uh-huh.
It was dangerous if you didn't keep it cleaned out. Soot in the chimney.